And now a story that might not be for little ears, because it's about Santa. Know what I'm saying? Okay, they're gone. Turns out the pandemic has put a lot of those guys out of work. Some are shielding behind plexiglass at the mall or doing virtual visits, but many are older and sitting this season out. Connecticut Public Radio's Ryan Karen King has the story of one who did not let a virus keep him home.
George McCleary is a horticulturist and a vegetable farmer. Around this time of year, he's also a Santa. He's been putting on the red coat for about 4 decades, but he's now 66 and borderline diabetic, so he wasn't sure how he could safely do his Santa visits in the middle of a pandemic.
A month before Santa season, I was getting ready and I was trying to decide how we're going to do some of these visits that we've done in the past, because a lot of them were in people's houses. And my doctor just said, no, you can't go in their houses.
So McCleary bought a new laptop and a microphone. He was about to send out his availability for doing his Santa visits virtually.
And I never sent the hours in, because this idea popped in my head, oh, maybe we could put a trailer or put a sleigh on it and go visit people.
A day later, he found a red trailer for sale on the side of the road. He bought a sleigh, put it on the trailer with some lights, and posted a note to a local Facebook group about doing Santa visits.
The first night I got 50 phone calls. Can you come to our house? Can you come to our house? And it's just started, and it's just rolling, snowballing.
McCleary is the president of the Connecticut Santa Society, and he says most of his members are staying home this season because of the pandemic. But people still need Santa.
One of the things when we sing and dance, when we're singing and get the kids to dance, the smiles on those parents' faces, it's just a treasure. Even when we're driving down the road with this trailer, we're going down Route 8, somebody will pull up next, start to go by, they'll put their brake on, they'll come even with our vehicle, they'll roll their windows down, and out come the cell phones. Click, 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 and they're laughing and they're talking. Just to put a smile on people's faces.
Put part of the lights on.
McCleary climbs into his truck for the next visit. This will be his 10th stop of the day.
You know what I'm doing? Is not for every Santa, because the biggest thing the farm has given me is being able to back this trailer up. I'm used to backing farm wagons and all kinds of equipment up all my life, so this is kind of like second nature to me.
At his next stop, McCleary pulls his truck up to a group of kids and parents. They sing for him as he plugs in his lights and climbs up onto the trailer.
Can you see me?
We can see you!
All right, I heard you singing some songs. How about if we sing a couple other ones?
McCleary is flanked by Mrs. Claus, his wife in real life, and a friend who plays an elf. He tells the crowd he's using his everyday sleigh right now. You know, the one he takes to the grocery store.
Did everybody get a present? Okay, well now I gotta go visit some other boys.
As McCleary carefully backs his trailer down the driveway, Margaret Sagafi says she was happy he could be a part of her family's holiday. She's a nurse in the COVID unit at a local hospital, and she and her husband got the virus earlier this year.
It's been a difficult year, just professionally, at work, and then just in our personal lives, having had it, it's been difficult. But things like this lighten the mood, and they make it special.
And Sagafi says she enjoyed seeing her kids' excitement as much as the kids enjoyed seeing Santa himself. For Here and Now, I'm Ryan Karen King.